You're on The Burt Show.
Entertainment Buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Before we get into this gold-digging story from The Golden Bachelor, I want to share some good news, which it's good news that we kind of already knew, but we got confirmation that Ashanti is pregnant with her and Nelly's first child. They put out a fun little video basically confirming the news that not only are they expecting their first child, but also they're engaged. So, some good news from them.
It's clear that Nelly said to himself, if I ever get Ashanti back, I am not playing with her. Handling business.
Has it been kind of an on again, off again thing?
Yeah, for like 20 years with them.
All right.
Yeah, he had to lock it down. Mm-hmm. But somebody who was also very quick to lock down their lady was the Golden Bachelor. Now, we know after 3 months they're deciding to get the divorce. They got married in a very public way on national television in January. And they announced, you know, our lives just aren't meshing well together. So we've got to split up. Things just aren't working out. And now there's this conspiracy theory going around from people who watched this season that he was actually getting with her for her money. So the theory says from one fan that, quote, he was so off on their final date, but his attitude completely shifted when Teresa, who he married, mentioned that she got into investing later in life and had done really well for herself. He was suddenly 100% into her, despite ignoring her for the first half of their date. And then somebody else agreed, this was the turning point. He obviously became interested and his demeanor shifted 180 degrees from indifferent to, you have my attention. And there was also an expose on the Hollywood Reporter that revealed that his resume was a little bit juiced up. So maybe Gary's not making as much as Gary wants people to think that he's making. But if any of this is true, apparently they did get a prenup. So he won't be taking any of her money. But a little bit of a sad story for our Golden Bachelor, not being the Golden Bachelor that maybe we thought he was. Okay, Nick Offerman says that he spent the whole night in jail when he was a kid after he was mistaken for a robber. He said when he was growing up in Illinois, he and his friends were smoking the marijuana behind some building. And the cops came, and obviously, like, smoking's illegal in Illinois, or it was at that time. And so they're like, we're going to run. So they start taking off, and Nick reveals that he had gotten tackled by this woman officer. She, like, stepped on his back, put a gun to his back, and things just escalated from there.
She had her boot on my head and she had her gun on me.
Oh, boy.
So they tackled us in a parking lot, and it suddenly got incredibly real. And we said, I don't think we did whatever you think we did. This is suddenly gotten out of hand. It turned out that a restaurant had been robbed of a bunch of cash up the creek. And so they naturally, they saw these kids running and we spent the whole night in jail. And
oh,
saying, and the thing is, we were just these innocent, dumb theater kids. And we were saying, no, we were just out there smoking and talking. Officer, I'm too to drunk. Is usually gets you off. You know, they love that joke.
Yeah, sure.
And thankfully, we put up enough of a collective front that they decided we weren't the thieves. They let us go in the morning, so they kept us all night. And as the sun was coming up, we walked out, and on the front lawn of this sheriff station, my friend Greg, who had the one-hitter, the pot-smoking paraphernalia, we said, it's a bummer that you had to throw that in the creek when they were chasing us. And he reached into his crotch and pulled it out and was like, you think I'm going to throw this thing away?
Oh, so he was framed for Robin. Love me some Rob Swanson. All right, a decision was made on whether or not O.J. Simpson's brain is going to be used for CTE research. So 92% of former NFL players in a recent study were shown to have CTE, which if you don't know, it's a disease that can affect your brain and how you respond to situation, so it can make you angrier. I think Aaron Hernandez, who had murdered somebody, was shown to have it. So it's a very serious thing if you have it.
Generally, it's when you get concussion after concussion mm-hmm. after concussion. They've been trying to study the effects of that over the long term. And these NFL players are committing suicide or doing things. And when they examine the brains afterwards, they're like, okay, well, I'm seeing a common denominator here.
Yeah, and you can look at the statistics, but domestic violence is high within the NFL.
Yeah, so naturally everybody wants to know if O.J. Simpson had it, but his attorney said, he's already signed off for him to be cremated, so that is not going to happen. All right, Bethany Frankel says she was relieved that she had a miscarriage. I'll explain why on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.